This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, spring has arrived and field work is picking up. Rich Metzger of CHS on Route 140 says spring fertilizer application has been keeping them busy, and the wheat crop in his territory is in great shape.
So we've been busy the last couple weeks putting our final nitrogen application on our wheat, and I would say probably where we stand today, we're probably 98% done with doing our top dressing on our wheat. So my wheat acres are pretty well flat to maybe up just a few percent over last year. And so that process went real well, you know, in between the rain showers and that. So we're looking real good on that part of it. Also, we've been able to put on some P&K. The guys that didn't get their fall plow down on, we were able to get across some of those acres here in the last few weeks to do some of that work also.
So with being that close to being done with fertilizer application for the wheat, I mean, are you ahead of schedule? Or are you right on track? Are you happy with where you're at?
Oh, I'd say we're, calendar-wise, I'd say we're really right on track, and I'm pleased with the way the wheat looks. I myself would probably rate it as above average to maybe just a little bit below excellent. I mean, I like the stands. We've got good population, so I'm real happy with the way things look to this day.
Have the recent rains we received, have those been a big help for the wheat crop?
Oh, very much, very much. The overall soil profile, I mean, we were really deficient in our subsoil moisture through the winter, and it seems like we really caught up here in the last 30 to 45 days on our moisture. So it's a real plus, you know, as we move into April and May into the planting season. It's well welcomed.
Well, that sounds great. It's always good to hear a good report and that crops are doing well. Looking into the rest of this week and on to next week, what are plans like for you? What is the CHS agronomy team going to be working on?
So a couple big projects right now is we're getting our seed corn and seed beans moved out into the country, getting those products delivered, and also getting some anhydrous toolbars moved into position for the farmers. So, you know, if we are able to go on our anhydrous projects here in the next week or so, we can go and be ready.
And hold up on that, are you just waiting for ground to dry out, soil temps to be right, or?
More or less as a ground of soil moisture and that. We get through the next couple rains here, most of the farmers will be ready to go on some nitrogen application for their corn.
For that application, is most of that split? Do you apply some of that in the fall, and then now you're adding more in the spring? Are you doing most of it in the spring? Talk to us a little bit about how you guys split that up.
So in our trade territory here, 99% of the anhydrous or the nitrogen is applied in the spring. So most of the guys will put most of their nitrogen on pre-plant. But the upcoming trend is to put a smaller percentage on now, and then maybe what we call spoon feed it through the season. The guys may go across their acres once or twice with more nitrogen through the growing season.
And I think the reason you're doing that, there's been some real benefits seen for the crops?
Yes. In fact, I just got off the phone with a grower that's going to work with that a little bit more than he has in the past. It seems like the person that puts a little bit of nitrogen on later on in that corn plant's life, big benefits. And we've seen anywhere from 20, 30, 40 bushel increases. I think that's a good benefit.
Well, definitely sounds like it. Worth trying at least to see what happens on your acres. Rich, I know spring is a busy time of year, and it's just the beginning, and it's only going to get busier, especially once we start planting season. Safety tips, reminders, or just anything else you'd like to tell farmers about today while they're listening and you have the chance?
To anybody, being around equipment every day, just be aware of your surroundings. Know what you're around, the moving parts, anyone that works with anhydrous ammonia. Make sure you wear your safety equipment, goggles, gloves, and be aware of what's around you.
Rich Metzger of CHS, and for questions or to schedule fertilizer applications, you can call the office at 618-488-6500. In other news, complete trade figures for the first 4 months of the fiscal year are now available. Gary Crawford has this report on how U.S. agricultural exports are doing so far.
U.S. ag export numbers usually dip down in December and January, and they have. But for the first 4 months of this 2018 fiscal year, that's October through January, U.S. exports totaled $50.7 billion, and compared to the same months a year earlier,
down $3 billion, or about 6%.
And USDA trade analyst Bryce Cook says at the same time that exports have been declining from year earlier levels,
kind of the opposite story on the import side. Imports are up $2.9 billion, or about 7% from fiscal year 2017.
And so our agricultural trade surplus has dropped 40% from $15 billion during the first 4 months of fiscal year 2017 to $8.9 billion, same time frame this fiscal year. But back to that $3 billion decline in our exports, Bryce Cook says a lot of that decline is coming from sagging soybean sales.
Down about $3.3 billion on their own.
Ooh, a 22% drop. He says Brazil has been selling a lot of beans around the world, especially to China. I asked Bryce Cook, is this just competition, or is this China a way for them to retaliate against announced U.S. trade sanctions? And Cook's answer?
This data that we're talking about only goes through the end of January, which was really before there was even a talk of these steel or aluminum tariffs, so that wouldn't even be reflected.
No, he says this is just a huge Brazilian crop being marketed.
Brazil had a very good year. The amount of exports that they are exporting to China and across the world exceeded expectations and is cut into the share that the U.S. is able to sell to those top countries like China.
For soybeans, but other bulk commodities are taking hits as well. Corn exports to the world are down 24% in value, 17% in actual shipments. Wheat, 6% down in value, 12% in volume. Cotton, so far the bright spot in bulk trade, up 1% in value, down 1% in volume. High-value products are doing better. Those sales are up 4%. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Looking at local events, the Macoupin County Farm Bureau is hosting a drive-through pork cookout today from 11 to 1 in the Farm Bureau parking lot in Carlinville. Pork chops and pork burgers will be available. Proceeds will benefit the Macoupin County Ag Education Foundation. If you'd like to place an order in advance or have questions, you can contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau for more information. Their drive-through pork cookout taking place today from 11 to 1. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.